Good Monday morning to you all. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out for the holidays, but the holidays are very much on our minds. There's just a few shopping days left. We're remixing the holidays. It's part of our series this week. You'll hear more about it later in the hour. But call us with your favorite or least favorite holiday tune at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. I'm joined for the next few days, though, by Bajora Carter, host of American Public Media's The Promised Land. Good morning.
Howdy, America. And you too, John.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's great to have you in the studio here because I know you can recall the neighborhood effect of the oil spike, which seems like eons ago now. But really, when oil, the summer of 2008 reached $145 a barrel.
Yeah.
What was the impact?
I mean, you were lucky if you only owned a home and not a car because you didn't see it so much when oil prices. But folks that drove, even in New York City, definitely had an issue.
And it was about, you know, the price of oil going up for environmental reasons, as a lot of us talked about. But it was also, you know, an issue of speculators in the market trying to hedge their inflation bets by betting on a price rising. And sure enough, it kept going higher.
Yep.
Well, are we having a combat flashback? The price of oil is hovering around $90 a barrel. It's quietly jumped from the mid-70s up to about 90 this morning. Here to talk about what this means and to talk generally about the rising of a whole range of commodities, agricultural and industrial, is Javier Blas, commodities correspondent for the Financial Times. He's here once again to explain why the oil price is around $90 a barrel. Javier, good morning once again.
Good morning.
It's great to talk to you. What does this $90 a barrel mean? Is it a threshold or is this creeping upwards a sign of an economic recovery?
I think that this creeping hours is the best sign of the economic recovery. I know that it sounds odd to say that here, as I myself in London, where the country is suffering high unemployment, or the United States, but you go to emerging countries, they barely have a recession, and they are driving consumption very, very strongly. And this year, 2010, is going to end having the second highest increase in oil consumption over the last 30 years.
Oh, that's an incredible takeaway. What about other commodities? Copper is doing very well in this environment, and I heard economists saying last week that investing in commodities of all kinds is probably better than being in equities or bonds.
Well, for sure, some investors are taking the cue on inflation and they want to have some hedge. Other investors are putting their money in commodities because they see the very strong economic growth in emerging countries and they want to bet on that, the continuation of that growth. But if we look at the copper that you were mentioning, it is the supply side where it's struggling. Most of the copper that we consume came from Chile, and their miners are having lots of trouble just getting the commodity out of the ground. It is the same for a range of other commodities, particularly in agriculture, where bad weather has mean that we have a lower crop together with high consumption is pushing the price up.
So at what point do speculators kind of have free rein to come in and we begin to see acceleration of price independent of actual demand, Javier?
I don't think that that's happening at the moment. And to be honest, I think that speculators do contribute to some fraud into the market. But at the end of the day, we are here seeing very strong supply and demand imbalances that they are driving the prices. In terms of the economic impact, probably when we see oil prices approaching to the level of $100, we are going to have a more of an economic problem. And probably the pure fact that oil is at $100 is going to start restraining consumption and restraining the price increasing.
So what does that mean, Javier, for folks at the gas pump or at the supermarket in terms of buying food and for agricultural projects?
Well, I think that 2011 is going to be a year of higher inflation and folks are going to pay a lot more money for the petrol, the gasoline, and the supermarket. So far this year, we have seen that particularly in the agriculture, on the food side, companies have been absorbing the extra cost of the crops. But going into next year, more and more companies are announcing price increases.
Interesting.
And probably we are going to see more and higher prices in the supermarket.
So they've been eating the cost so far, but it's going to be passed along to the consumer sometime in 2011. Right. That's the takeaway from Javier Blas. Javier, have a great holiday.
Great. Thank you.
Financial Times commodities correspondent on the line from London. Harley Helms in West Memphis, Arkansas. You can relate to that higher price of fuel. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you're talking about diesel not being up to $3.10, $3.15 a gallon.
And Harley Helms, of course, a truck driver with Crete Carrier Corporation on the road in West Memphis, Arkansas. You know, Javier Blas there a moment ago was just saying that companies have not been passing along their higher costs of energy to consumers and clients. Has that been the case with Crete Carrier, and are you going to change that policy next year?
I really couldn't speak for the company itself. I mean, eventually they would have to pass it on to our customers because, you know, one easy way to put it is that people who have cars and it affects them when they're getting 20, 35 miles a gallon, a semi-truck only gets about 5 to 7 miles a gallon. So the cost of that diesel has to be absorbed somewhere, either through the customer or the lowering of our wages.
All right. So what are you hauling this week?
Well, this week it's basically just like tissue, napkins, paper products.
And that's just an idea of the kind of products that are affected by your rising costs, right?
Well, basically that's why I got this load. I mean, I've hauled everything from chemicals to be made into products to household goods, you name it.
Go ahead, Harley.
Anything that really you can think of is hauled by truck, even a road you drive on.
And of course, you know, we see that every day on the roads in the United States. I guess the question is, you know, Javier was saying that the price of oil going up is actually a good sign that the economy is recovering globally. Are you seeing that, even if the costs are going up?
I've seen the economy recovering, yes. I mean, if the freight is increasing, that means that there's more goods being brought or there's more items being produced, which is a sign the economy is recovering.
What's your worst-case scenario, Harley, before we go?
Worst-case scenario would be for diesel prices to keep going up and the independent truck drivers having to sell the trucks and going to work for large companies because they can't afford it.
Are you an independent or you work for Crete?
I work for Crete. I'm a company driver.
So you came in from the cold. Harley Helms, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
And drive safely. Harley Helms out on the road, truck driver with Crete Carrier Corporation in West Memphis, Arkansas, talking about the implications of the rising price of fuel. Oil prices nudging $90 a barrel this week. Will they go higher? Javier Blas, Financial Times commodities correspondent, says it's a sign of recovery, but there's a downside.